interrupting our normal programming here at Taint Radio for a live broadcast of a concert from Marshwood Winds in Raleigh, North Carolina, with Bex Marshall from London. And here to introduce Bex and start things off this evening is Bob Rogers.
All right, I want to welcome everybody to Marshwood Winds and Taint Radio concert series featuring Bex Marshall, a dear friend and a dear friend of Taint Radio. This is Bex's third tour that I know of in the U.S., and we really have enjoyed having her with us each time she's been here. She's touring in support of her current album, which is called Kitchen Table. And nobody came up here to hear me. So I'd like to introduce Bex Marshall.
Thank you, Bob. And welcome, everybody, to this wonderful room. And the last time I played here, actually, we had an amazing time. And it gets better and better every time I come. We have the jukebox at the back of the room now, which is flashing away there, and fantastic. Oops. Anyway, we've been on that tour for about 4 weeks this time. Always a pleasure to come to Raleigh and stay with Bob. Takes us to the best seafood restaurants around. It's always an open house at Bob's, so we party a lot. And there's a lot of love in the house. So I'm going to sing him a few songs tonight. Starting with this one. This is a new one. Kind of goes out to all the people who think they're not in love. I want to sing about love. I want to sing about love. It's a beautiful thing sent from up above. It's a golden ring. A dangerous drug. It needs a little spark and it feeds on trust. And if you get that motor going, I won't see you for dust. I wanna sing about love. I wanna sing about love. Now you gotta love your job, cause you do it every day. Gotta love those kids, don't let them misbehave. You gotta love that house you've been living in. Gotta love your God, forgive me, I have sinned. Gotta love your heart, so cut out the fat, or you won't be able to love it all. What's the use of that? Gotta love that car you've been driving. Gotta love that mountain of debt you're in. I wanna sing about love. I wanna sing. Sing about love. Love, I wanna sing it. You gotta love the moon. And you gotta love the stars. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Gotta love your brother, gotta love your sis. Gotta love that family, you know it is what it is. Gotta love your own company, gotta love your scars. Gotta love yourself, you know, all who you are. You gotta love that doggy, cause he loves you for sure. To tickle his tummy and he'll roll on the floor. Man, that's love. And I want to sing about it. Yeah, love. Sing about love. I said my love got me into trouble. Love, it paid my bail. Yeah, love, take me away. Love, drag me back again. Love keeps me waiting. Love, it makes me crawl. Then I realize I was never in love at all. I wanna sing. Sing about love. I wanna sing about love. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Love. Thank you. Thank you very much. I always feel better after that song for some reason. I've got two drinks beside me this evening to start the show off. It's not how you mean to go on. One is a big sort of icy, cokey thing, and the other one is not so cokey. I'd like to give a shout out to my dear husband, Barry, who really wanted to be here tonight. He knows. I'm on instead of his show at the moment, so he's not very happy about that, I don't think. But he actually took a weekend off this weekend and drove down to the countryside to see my folks while I'm away. Yeah, so sweet, isn't it? And my mum and my dad and him and my best friend have been absolutely wasted for 2.5 days, and they keep phoning me, go, we love you, we really miss you, we wish you were here. And it's funny because my husband had a little fall actually the day after I left for tour, and it's taken him about 4 weeks to recover from this fall, cracked rib and all that. And then my dad fell over and fractured his ankle as well. So they've been hobbling around all these bars the last 48 hours. And you can't imagine how worried I am that they're going to, just the pair of them are going to end up in like the knacker's yard. So this is a song for those two. It's called Stand Up. I don't go out long. I'm happy what I got. And if you came back tomorrow, you think I would be back there like a shot? Don't think not. Of all the punishment, you think I got no sense? I've been working towards the goalposts. You try to turn into fence. Stand up when I hear your name. I stand up, I wanna fight the pain. Now stand up when I hear your name. Stand up till it goes away. Words I never wrote stuck in my throat. I never had the bottle. No, no, 'cause you always had the dough. Seeing eye to eye always made me cry. But now my views are sunny, honey. So I won't be dropping by. Now I stand up when I hear your name. Now stand up when I hear your name. Stand up now till it goes away. Always passing the buck, never taking the blame. I knew you'd never ever change. I give you my heart, you did not say. That's why I'm with another man. I stand up when I hear your name. I stand up, I wanna fight. Thank you. Yes, so, oh yes, that's precariously balancing there. So, 4 weeks we've been away from home. Myself and my Uncle Carrington, floating around somewhere. And we've had a pretty good trip, considering how many miles we've driven. Worst thing I think that's happened to date is we had a slow puncture on the hire car, which, you know, wasn't a problem until we got the spare tyre out. Realised it was the wrong tyre, because it should have actually, that the tyre that they gave us was one of those small push bike tyres. Well, I actually think you call it a donut. I think the bloke who decided that that's the tyre you should give people for a spare was a donut. Anyway, we put it on the car and drove nearly 300 miles with it on. Mad Brits abroad. However, what a thing I do like about your driving system over here. You can go through red lights. Oh, pardon me for asking, but I got nothing to lose. Did you just pass a junction without obeying the rules? You forgot to put your belt on. Now it's crashing in on you. My dear, you're in my headlights, and I'm breaking like a fool. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but didn't you just go through a red light, stop sign? Red light, stop sign. Do what you wanna do, but you can't stop twice next time. Passenger in the back seat of your new car. The warning sign you pass it, we should not have gone this far. There's blue lights in the mirror and the sirens in my heart. You forgot your indicator, now you don't know which road you're on. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but didn't you just go through a red light? You wanna do, but you can't stop. Thank you. Yes, I'm actually a biker chick rather than a, yeah. I did a tour a few years ago on my motorbike and with my guitar on my back. I called it the Not So Easy Rider Tour. But it was great. It was a very happy time in my life. Anyway, not that this isn't now mine, but it's always nice to hit the open road with nobody to answer to. But now, you know, I'm married and very happily married, in fact. And, you know, I have a home and I'm in the system and, you know, I've got to pay the taxes and all that sort of thing. And I actually went on a reality TV show about 4 or 5 months ago. And, you know, I've always been very against reality TV shows. But, you know, the thing is, you know, with these sort of things, with anything really, you've got to make it work for you, not work for it. So I thought, yeah, okay, I could handle going on this reality TV show and getting the equivalent of about £50,000 of marketing for my songs and stuff, because it was an entertainment show. I thought, yeah, okay. Anyway, it was a entertainment show and a cooking program. Yeah, but fortunately, I'm a pretty good cook as well. So, and also on my album, I have my favourite recipe on the back. Blackened sticky chicken surprise. That covers all bases, really. It means you can put it in the oven, go to the pub. If you get drunk and forget to come home, it's supposed to be blackened, okay? Anyway, these reality things, you know, nothing ever goes to time, and it actually did burn. But the beautiful thing was, it was supposed to be blackened, and nobody really knew if it was supposed to have juice or not, you know? But anyway, cut a long story short, myself and my husband, we won it. And one of the contestants, oh, thank you. Well, yeah, we were able to come to the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee to one of our friend's weddings, who really didn't think we were going to be able to make it. And I said, look, I'm going on this reality TV program. If I win it, I'll be there. And we were there. We followed them up the mountain without them knowing it and pulled in behind them. But back to the point of the whole story. There was a woman as one of the contestants. She was a bit crazy. And after the program, she started stalking me. Not only did she start stalking me, she tried to bribe me halfway through the show as well. Anyway, I had to write a song about it. It's called Rattlesnake. Vipers, something straight out of hell. A rattlesnake comes out of the middle. Split snake shaking its tail, yeah. Rattlesnake will give you a warning. Rattlesnake, it don't wanna fight. But this mean mother don't give a damn. Pretty soon, this one's gonna bite. Before you sleep, check under your pillow. Before you score, make sure there's a riff. Before you drink, for God's sake, don't swallow. Before you listen, make sure you're deaf. Cause a rattlesnake will give you a warning. A rattlesnake don't wanna fight. But this mean mother don't give a damn. Pretty soon, this one's gonna bite. Thank you. middle. Rattlesnake, I'm shaking, I tell us. Rattlesnake, I'll give you a warning. Rattlesnake, don't fight. But this mean mother don't give a damn. Pretty soon, this one's gonna bite. Rattlesnake, I said, I'll give you a warning. You don't wanna fight. Thank you. So anyway, she's still asking me to go for lunch with her. But I don't think I'll ever really want to sit around a table with that one again. That's for sure. There's a couple of songs on my record that are quite autobiographical. And this next one is one of those very songs. Now I'm, you know, sort of in my 30s. And, you know, I get on very well with both my parents, luckily. And I was chatting to my mum the other day, and I said, you know, I was a pretty good kid, wasn't I, growing up, you know? She went, "You were a horror." Why can't I remember that? But, oh, it wasn't that bad, was I? Yeah, apparently. And then I remembered this song that I wrote, obviously. You know, I thought, oh, yeah, well, that was, you know, there was that time, I suppose, and that time. And this next song, which is titled Bad, Bad Girl, is a little insight into my teens. Which is why I think my album is liked by, you know, sort of like 12, 13-year-olds. They particularly like this song. I climbed out my bedroom window on my 16th birthday. I met Sally in the alley. We got drunk on cheap brandy. I was grounded late, but I didn't hesitate to sneak out and have some more fun. I stole somebody's car keys on a wasted afternoon. I drove up to Dartmoor, the suspension was ruined. When the law asked me the score, I said my name was Sue. And I lived in St. Jude's. I've been a bad, bad girl. And I'm not coming out to play tonight. Just a bad, bad girl. This should serve me right, but I'm not sinning without. Just a bad, 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 bad girl. I got up late Monday morning. I should have been in class by 9. But my late night job at the Rockefeller Bar stopped me getting home in time. Banging on the window of the guy next door. He's got a motorbike. Yeah, he dropped me off in style. I've been a bad, bad girl, and I'm not coming out. should serve me right, but I'm not saying it without a fight. I'm just a bad, 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 bad girl. I'm just a bad, 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 bad girl. I'm just a bad, 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 bad. Just a bad, bad girl. Bad. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That giggle at the end, that's my trademark. That's one of my favorite giggles to do. Okay, I'm going to do a little song you probably know. I always like to throw in a little tune. Usually of a guitarist that's inspired me, or just a great song. I think this one's... I always like to take a big produced songs and whittle them down and try and do them solo. I'm still working on Bohemian Rhapsody, but until I get there... Actually, a good friend of mine is working on that track. Well, he's actually recorded that track. I don't know if you know the band Hayseed Dixie. But that's one off the new record. Don't tell him that I told you. If anybody can get away with it, they can. So... But no, this one is a little tune from yesteryear. And probably not covered very much. But I'm a big fan of Lindsey Buckingham. So this one's the acoustic version of Big Love.
Big love.
Thank you. I always want to light up a cigarette after that one. I gave up smoking a long time ago. Cocoa wine, cocoa wine, cocoa wine. Cheers. Hey, you know, we could have a really good party up here tonight. Right on. Yeah. Okay, look out. I'd like to I'd like to thank Taint Radio. You're listening to Taint Radio. This is a podcast, and for everything they've done, and Bob and Dave and everybody else, and for playing my record as well. And I'm going to play this next tune, which is, you know, it's one of those ones I had to put on the record. And it's actually my dad's favourite, this one. When he's had a few, he goes, go on, play that one, go on, here is my heart, go on. Or I say, hey, it's a lovely song, that is, it's a lovely song. And he normally, you know, starts bending the ear of some sort of woman on the bar stool. This is called Here Is My Heart. Like an actress in a real life TV show, and I've been learning my lines, 'cause I don't want you to say no. So here is my heart, want you to take it. Can't ignore or pretend this tangled web which we weave, but my eyes have been opened now, and it's time to leave. I wanna turn my face into your beautiful breeze, and lay my cards on the table with my front door. So here's my heart, want you to take it. Here's my heart, please don't break it. Oh, I know I'm with another, my love, but I'm only faking it. I'm on the way to breaking it off, so I can be with you. Told me it would never last, but I just looked the other way. Life goes by so very fast, so why should I care what they say? Want you to take it. Here's my heart, please don't break it. Oh, I know I'm with another, my love, but I'm only faking it. I'm on the way to breaking it all so I can be with you. Be with you. Be with you. Be with you. Here's my heart, yeah. Here's my heart, oh. Here's my, oh, oh, oh. Thank you very much. Yes, what tangled web we weave. Hey, this is a great idea for percussion. I should say something terribly rude now, but I think sweep somewhere. That sweep gets everywhere. This is a little song off my record. I normally dedicate it to any musicians, usually guitarists, in the room who own a black guitar. Because I don't know, it's when you start playing an instrument, especially guitar, there's even women, you know, there's something about going out and buying a black guitar. It's a bit rock and roll. You have to have one, at least one. Anyway, this is for the gentleman who absconded me just before I got on stage. I'm joking. I never come near me again now. I'm only joking. So I'm practicing a big word every day. That was my big word, okay? And so yeah, this is actually I don't know. No, I know they're definitely not listening. They're far too drunk for that now. All my folks at home in Devon and England, they know I'm going out live on the radio tonight, but it's very late, and I know they're all. Probably lying behind TV sets by this time. But actually, one of my best mates, Bilbo, was out partying with my folks this weekend, and this song was actually written at his house down in Bovey Tracy in the countryside. And years later, actually, well, when it was recorded, he said to me one day, "Bex, is that about me?" And then I was just about to say, "No, of course it's not." And then I remembered, actually, yes, it probably was. And so this one goes out to Bilbo. I knew a lonely man, his heart was broken too. He played a black guitar. He sang about the blues. And every night he thinks about the way it was before, but now it'll always be just him and his guitar. Every night he dreams whatever he can't afford, he tries to keep his and make it with the Lord. Cutting loose on juice, she up and left there. Oh. And every night she thinks about how he's getting on. She didn't love the man who played the black guitar. And every night he drinks, oh, whatever he can afford. Takes the black guitar, and he plays it for the Lord. Another one in Lucky in Love. It's funny, all my friends are very unlucky in love. I don't know anybody who's actually happy with their partner at the moment. It's a real shame. This is another song about one of my friends coming up. She's absolutely beautiful, my friend Sarah. She's actually a Pamela Anderson lookalike. But you know what? Sometimes that's just like unwanted sort of attention. And she, you see, the more beautiful you are, the more beautiful a mate you attract, you see. And there comes a point where you have to fight the bloke to get in the bathroom in the morning. That's not good. And they had this row about, you know, he wanted to wear her rhinestone belt. She was like, no. Yeah, that's not something to base a relationship on. You can't even share your clothes, you know. No, I'm wearing it. Well, I want to wear it. Anyway, I had to write this song. Because in the end, you should have all these guys, you know, after a couple of months, these absolutely beautiful men would be going absolutely crazy because they'd know that she'd be going out with me. And there'd be all these other men chasing her, you see. So it's a catch 22. So I wrote this song, dedicated it to her. It's called Hot-Headed Man.
Thank you.
sick of talking the whole night through. So sick of walking the story through. Sick of him sick every time he makes a move. 'Cause she knows every trick in your book. Glasses smashes on the floor, up turntable par the course, drinking whiskey, no remorse, with a hot-headed man. Friendship expires with a broken door. Explanation required for get out clause. Rip up the picture, the memory is flawed. And if he goes to hit you, don't take no more. No, 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 no. Glasses smashes on the floor. I've turned to. Who wants to know? Hot-headed man. Who wants to know now? Who wants to know now? Nobody wants to know. Hot-headed man. Hot-headed man.
Suffice to say, she's still single. Okay. I'm gonna do another one, you know, now before I have a little break. And we have some popcorn. The popcorn finished popping. I love popcorn. I did come to the right place. Yes. That's another reason why I love coming to Raleigh, because you've got some good restaurants here. And I love the seafood. Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know if I should say on air. Well, there's a one that we went to today, but it was closed, unfortunately. I was scraping down the door to get in there. It's called 42nd Street. So that's it now. I've given them a nice little plug on air. Beck's Eats at 42nd Street. Oysters are us. Buckets of oysters, yeah. Actually, I can't stand oysters. I wish I did like them, because when they come out, they look so like a delicacy. Well, they are a delicacy. I just really wish I loved them. Like, you know, I'm envious of people going, it's such a classy thing to eat. This grey, snotty thing. It's like, I wish I liked that. Sorry. But no, I'm a king prawn girl in salt and chili. Why am I talking about food? Anyway, popcorn. That's it. That's what I was thinking. Yes. Yes, I'm gonna finish this first part of the show with a little Jimi Hendrix number that I adapted to a roots rag. And it goes a little bit like this. Has anybody got any gasoline? I didn't see that. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm gonna have a quick break and come and have a chat with you all, and I'll see you. I'll be back up here in a minute. There's Bob.
All right, great. Let's have another hand for Bex Marshall. Right. And she will be back after another sweet and icy drink, and one that's not. And performance tonight is being webcast on Taint Radio, and in a couple of weeks we will put it up as a podcast, and it'll be available to, as a play on demand, and it'll just stay there on the website forever. All right. So we'll just take a little break. Thank you.
All right. We're here live at Marsh Woodwinds in Raleigh, North Carolina. Bex Marshall's first set is over. I'm going to take a little break here, give folks a chance to have a beverage and a snack, and give Bex a chance to rest. In the meantime, I'm going to hear some music. This is Bucca White here on taintradio.org. Stay tuned. We'll have more music from Bex Marshall in about 15 or 20 minutes or so for the second set. Hang loose.